Who are we kidding? This is the Bob Pompiani Show and more Bob right now. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob, we have a genealogy on how I got to Wonder Twin for our friend Austin.
Yeah, seemed kind of weird to me. You went from City Limits to Wonder Twin.
Yeah, an alert listener texted you, and how did this go?
Yes, so this texter basically put in a couple arrows and dashes of how everything started with Austin's City Limits that included my first name. That is the difference with Donnie Football. People know that his first name is Donnie.
Right.
I wonder if some people would realize my first name.
Good
and then
point.
It goes to City Limits. Mm-hmm. Then it went to Limitless Wonder. Now it's gone to Wonder Twin.
Right.
And this texter said, I'm insane like Joe, and that's why I can piece this all together.
That's the etymology, Bob, I believe is the correct word there.
Edamame? Isn't that something you eat?
What is that? Is that a type
it's like
of
a little
paste?
No, it's like a little
fish?
No, like a bean.
It's a bean?
Edamame, you know, they come in those things and you just suck them out of there if you want.
Joe, someone else called you a cuckoo bird.
Hmm.
Like the clock?
I'll take that as a compliment. Bob, why don't we take a trip around the league?
Let's go!
Can we get a little music going? Wonder Twin? We need that. Oh, I love that.
This gets you fired up, the music of the National Football League.
Because there's
week number three and a lot of stunning results. Joe, let's go around the league.
Man, I'll say this one tops the list for me, and this is very relevant for the Steelers because we all looked at that second half schedule, and it still looks tough. Don't get me wrong. But now you have the Browns twice, and the way they're trending, let's start with that game. Giants 21, Browns 15 in Cleveland. People didn't know if Brian Daboll would get out of that stadium without being fired. Instead, they give up 8 sacks, the Browns do. They lose to Daniel Jones. Myles Garrett is hurt. He's getting an MRI today. Injuries on the offensive line. Deshaun Watson, we all know they mortgaged the franchise for him. This is going to get worse. They might be a 5-win team, Bob.
They might be, and they have no way of tanking for Tua. They can't get a number. I think they traded away in this deal, right? So they
don't
have
know
the worst.
About, I don't know. Do
Can
they have
we
a
check
pick
that
this
out?
Year?
I don't know. They gave away so many first round picks in that deal for Watson. I don't remember what they have left.
This is an absolute disaster.
Wonder Limits or Cityless Wonder or Cityless Austin.
Wonder
or
Twin,
Austin,
I think works.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
You can find that out. But if they don't, it wouldn't matter where they finish, but they will finish badly. And I think the Giants, I have two words, Malik Nabers. He's a star.
He's a star. Thought on that game, Limits?
Yeah, Cleveland does have their first-round pick this year. Deshaun Watson, bad. Daniel Jones, eh. But the fact that the Giants were able to come back and beat the Browns after the Browns went right down the field after taking advantage of a turnover. Cleveland's just horrendous, guys. There is a lot of problems and trouble brewing there, and if it's not already there.
I think if I'm Cleveland and I'm Jimmy Haslam, I'm very, very, very rich. I eat the money. The vibe around that franchise is so bad. We don't even know if Deshaun Watson's going to get suspended here, Bob. Florio was suggesting a couple days ago that could be imminent. Just get out of that situation. You know, admit it was horrendous judgment on our part. On my part,
yeah,
Jimmy Haslam.
It's just one guy who decided it. It wasn't they, it was him.
Let's use our first round pick. It's going to be a high one, I think. And let's just get out of this. Sorry, let's start over. That's what I would do. Next game, Packers 30, Titans 14 in the Malik Willis Bowl. I felt really good for him. Malik Willis went 13 for 19 for 200 yards, 120 passer rating, ran for 73 and accounted for 2 touchdowns. The Titans in early trouble. And my thought is, Bob, how soon before we see Mr. Mason Rudolph?
It's getting closer and closer. Malik Willis, by the way, everyone thought when he came in for Jordan Love that, oh my God, the Packers are going to be in. And I was one of them because I wasn't sure. Malik Willis not only is running the ball the way you expect, but his passes yesterday were right on the mark. I mean, he went down the field. He did a lot of good things in that game. And against Tennessee, had to make him feel extremely good because they went away from him, and now they got Will Levis and soon to be Mason Rudolph.
I think so. Callahan gave Leavis and Butthead the dreaded vote of confidence after the game. He was sacked 8 times. I don't know how many of those were his fault. He threw 2 picks. Come on. This is happening, and it's happening soon. And I'm not sure, Limits, if I wanted to put my young quarterback in any coach's hands in the entire league, it wouldn't be old Guy Lafleur.
No, it would not. The thing that stood out to me the most of this by far was that Malik Willis looks good. I mean, it's got to be Lafleur and the entire system in Green Bay, because he was horrendous. He was so bad in Tennessee. He looked like he couldn't even play for a college team at this point. He didn't have, I think, over 100 passing yards in any game that he started there. Remember Tennessee when they had a chance to make the
playoffs?
Remember
the Titans,
Josh.
Bob. Remember the Titans.
They started Josh Dobbs instead of Malik Willis. That's
yes.
How little they thought of him. Not to say Josh Dobbs isn't good, but they had Malik Willis in there the whole year and they didn't feel confident in him.
Packers surviving without Jordan Love. Next game, the Steelers' next opponent. The Indianapolis Colts survive against, you know, a Bears team that's been somewhat competitive, but Justin Fields lost a lot of close games there too. Caleb Williams, some nice numbers, but he's struggling. Jonathan Taylor is the issue for the Steelers next weekend. He ran for 110 and 2 touchdowns, Bob. The Colts are 1-2.
Colts are not that good of a team. Somehow they have a way of playing the Steelers pretty well in that Lucas Oil Stadium. But if they stop Jonathan Taylor, the way they bottled up J.K. Dobbins, there's no question they can do that. And if so, then it becomes Anthony Richardson. And how many mistakes can the Steelers force him into making? That game was a bad game to watch, to be honest with you. I don't have much to say about the Colts other than they're not good, and I think the Steelers should be 4-0.
They stink. Give us those numbers again on Anthony Richardson, Wonder Twin.
Yes. He, in terms of quarterback rating, is second to last behind only Bryce Young, who was benched. He is worse than the NFL in completion percentage. He's the only quarterback qualified under 50%, and he's also thrown a league-high 6 interceptions. Who's in second place, you might ask?
Leavis and Butthead. Leavis
and Butthead
is?
Leavis and Butthead with 5. Anthony Richardson with 6.
I'm telling you, it's going to be Mason Rudolph soon. This one was surprising, and my early coach of the year, if it's not Mike Tomlin, has to be Kevin O'Connell. There may be one or two other good candidates, but Kevin O'Connell, 3-0, and Sam Darnold's the early MVP, period. Is there even an argument? He's the early MVP through 4 touchdowns yesterday. And they crushed a very good Texans team, Bob.
Which I couldn't understand. You know, the Texans, I know you're going to have one of those games. That's why I think the Steelers eventually will have one. But the Texans were totally dominated by a Minnesota team that I was not convinced could, you know, replace what Kirk Cousins had delivered for them in offensive statistical stuff. However.
Did you see some of his throws yesterday?
His throws were incredible. I mean, really good. And, you know, he was with San Francisco last year, too, and I thought maybe that would have brought out some of the stuff with him.
It might have.
It might have. I mean, he may have learned something. Sometimes guys just take a long time. It's the hardest position to play, I think, in football, is that quarterback position.
In sports, in my opinion. It's like being a baseball pitcher with someone diving at your legs on every delivery. Limits, you called it. You're a big Sam Darnold fan. Leads the league in touchdown passes. Leads the league in passer rating. Leads the league. No, he doesn't. But he's close in all other categories. He's the MVP, in my opinion.
The Red Rocket, even after J.J. McCarthy went down with preseason injury.
It might not be the size of the Indy 500 track, but I'm going to take a small little victory lap around whatever track you want me to have with Sam Darnold, because I've just always have seen the ability that he has to air it out downfield, the confidence that he has in the pocket. It was really dating back to USC, because the Jets, I mean, nobody succeeds with the Jets. Carolina, come on now. Maybe he learned something from Shanahan. I've always liked his poise, confidence, and the way that he goes about his business. And, I mean, Darnold, no one's better right now than him.
He's not seeing ghosts anymore, is he, Bob? The next game is Eagles with a big win. Shut out for 3 quarters. They score 15 in the fourth, and they beat the Saints 15-12. My take from this game, there's a lot here. Saquon Barkley. That was vintage stuff. 17 carries for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Saints come crashing back to earth.
Well, they faced a good defense in Philadelphia, and Philadelphia just shut them down. A team that scored nearly 100 points in the first 2 games had trouble getting started. But so did the Philadelphia offense for a while, and that was going to be one of those situations where, you know, who was going to emerge here? And you're right, Saquon Barkley, You can tell he's so happy to be out of the Giants, and he's running like a new man.
There's only a couple running backs that you pay in the NFL. Nick Chubb, Saquon Barkley is one of those guys, and Christian McCaffrey. Barkley is right at the upper echelon because he's a difference maker. He's a game changer. He was like that with the Giants, and we've seen what the Giants offense is like, even though they beat Cleveland without him. Man, I was surprised by how long it took for Philadelphia to get going, but I guess it also proves the Saints are kind of for real, even though it was an ugly game.
All right, we go to a two-minute drill now. Quick thought on every game. Broncos 26, Bucks 7. Steelers early wins looking better by the week. And also, the Bucks did everything the Steelers haven't in the first few weeks, trying to wing the ball all over, couldn't run. They wind up giving up 8 sacks, interception, fumble, blah, blah, blah. Good for Sean Payton, who I really don't like, Bob.
I tell you what, who I do like is Bo Nix. I think the guy has this ability, and he was using his legs to turn negatives into positives. I think when he gets on track, and he is a raw rookie in this league, I think you're going to see some good things for him. I think the time spent at two universities where he played a lot of football over his 5 years helped him and will help him moving forward.
Yeah, he looked like an NFL quarterback, also ran for 50 yards, starting to get a little bit more comfortable.
Panthers 36, Raiders 22. Are you kidding me? The Red Rifle. Andy Dalton wins, but the story of this game as it pertains to the Steelers is Max Crosby, a top 5 defensive player in all of football. Game wrecker, high ankle sprain. They play them in a couple weeks. Forget about everything else. I really don't care about that game. But that stands out, Bob.
How about Deontay Johnson, a career high in yardage in that game? People were just talking about
should have drafted him. I told you should have drafted him.
I was waiting for this to come up.
Well, I did it because I knew what you...
How many yards?
122, I think, for
him. He had a very good day. But guess what, Joe?
What?
I'm very glad you brought that up because we're playing the PM team this week in the Fantasy Football League, and we are crushing the PM team by 100 points.
Oh, I like that,
it's not even close. Joe,
I like that,
continued to just, you know... beat me like a rented mule, whatever phrase you want to use about how bad our fantasy team was, is going to go to 2-1. Is going to go to 2-1, and if one team loses, we'll be in first place.
Bob, is Andy Dalton a Hall of Famer?
No.
I'm kidding. However, I look at his numbers. Are you ready for this, Bob? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm spellbound.
He is going to hit possibly 40,000 yards, 250 touchdowns.
He's a good guy to have on a roster. The veteran part of it is...
What's his one loss record? That's a lot of touchdowns, yeah. Bob.
Also, Joe, while you look that up, you know who
if you look at his passes for me, they were so perfect in really tight coverage.
You know who our fantasy quarterback is, Joe?
Who?
With Jordan Love hurt, it's one Justin Fields. 19 points.
Wow.
Yep.
You drafted great. Bob, what else did you want to say about that game?
No, I'm just saying that Deontay Johnson played like a man who was getting a lot of criticism, and he came out fired up, and I can't believe the Raiders lost, though. I just can't. After watching the Carolina Panthers the first couple of weeks.
I know, but again, it was Bryce Young.
Bryce Young ain't ready for this, and they made a trade up to get him when they could have taken Stroud. They gave a lot to move up. Ugh,
did you see what Antonio Pierce said after the game?
No.
He said there were guys on our team, I'm paraphrasing, but I have the phrase right. There were guys on our team who were making business decisions late in that game. You know what? We're going to make some business decisions with them. How about that?
I looked at the body language of Davante Adams, and it was like, I want to get out of here.
Did you watch the Netflix show Receiver, Bob?
Yeah, I like that show.
Did you notice just the demeanor of Davante Adams throughout the majority of the season? Until they changed Antonio Pierce. He did not want to be there at all. And they don't give him the football.
Now I think he still doesn't want to be
there.
Would you trade him, Bob? I have a trade for you. I have a trade for you.
How much is that going to cost?
Oh, they were willing to spend $1 trillion on Brandon Ayuk.
And look with that. So far, that's off to a bad start in San Francisco.
Would you take Brandon Ayuk at that price right now?
No.
I would.
No, I wouldn't. I think it's too much money for him.
As okay,
I told you
then
before, I'm not going to come off that position. I think he's a good receiver, not a great elite receiver.
I'd take him. I'd take him in a second. How long is Davante Adams' current contract for?
He signed a 5-year, $140 million deal. Which it expires in 27.
Let me ask you a question.
That's actually a money I could deal with.
A very simple question. Would you trade Alex Highsmith and a draft pick, a low draft pick, mid, you know, Alex, would you forget about the draft pick? Would you trade Alex Highsmith for Davante Adams?
Straight up?
Yeah.
I might be tempted to do that because of the need at wide receiver.
Would you add a little third or fourth round sweetener?
If it came down to where that was going to be the difference, probably yes.
Would you do that?
I wouldn't want to give up the draft pick, and especially trading from depth, but yes, I would do it. Here's the contract for Adams. He's 32
what do you mean,
this year.
What? So you'd let
I would do it.
You would let a third or fourth round pick get in the way of Devontae Adams?
I don't think it would have to cost that. I think they'd do Adams for Highsmith straight up.
Maybe.
Especially by the state
who's the better player at his position, though?
Devontae Adams is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, is he a disgruntled employee? Is he somebody in that situation?
Right now, yes.
He's making $19 million in a base salary this year. A lot of it was restructured. But that cap number goes up to $35 million in 25 and 26.
Yeah, you
just can
find a way to mitigate it. Bob, what if they brought in Devontae Adams? Oh, my God.
Well, it would certainly make it very interesting. And there are so many options you can do. And what it would do to George Pickens, what it would do to other guys. I mean, you have to pick your poison if you're trying to cover those two.
Twin Cities, would you take him right now?
I would do it. But what are you going to give up?
Would you like to have Brandon Ayuk right now?
He looks bad, Joe, in San Francisco.
Yeah,
that is a guy that looks like he had no training camp and no reps.
But he also looks like he's just full of himself is what it looks like. You know, and those kind of guys drive me nuts sometimes for that kind of price. That's too much money.
Well, think about it. Debo's hurt. Kittle's banged up, and you don't have McCaffrey. You would think that he's the number one guy and is just going to eat.
Jennings is the number one guy.
Jennings had, what, 11 catches for 190 yards?
Didn't he have like 15, I thought? I don't know.
It was double-digit catches and almost 200 yards receiving.
I'd take Ayuk right now. You're right, 11 for 175 and three touchdowns. Where were we? Oh, yes. Going back to that Saints-Eagles for just a second, that was a vicious cheap shot on Devontae Smith, in my opinion. There's no more defenseless player than someone who's tied up by three defenders and moving backwards on a play, and he had a defensive lineman come racing at him like a charge in hockey. The only difference being that the guy who's getting charged is defenseless because three guys have a hold of him.
Yeah, he's going nowhere. And
that was vicious, man.
And they didn't call a flag on that, I don't think.
I didn't like that. Seahawks, can we have the music, please? Limitless Wonder. Thank you. Seahawks 24, Dolphins 3. The Dolphins are a wildly talented or were a wildly talented team, but I don't consider them a playoff team. In fact, I think, much like the Browns, that the wheels are coming off the Mike McDaniel era. You?
Yeah, but I also know that it's a difficult situation when you have quarterbacks falling like flies and your key guy who you just gave all that money to is now who knows if he's going to play again and how well he'll play when he gets back. So that's a tough situation. You're only as good as your starting quarterback, generally speaking, in this league. And if you don't have one, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I've just never believed in Miami. I mean, they're a team that really can't play outside of Miami in their 80-degree warm weather and all the Tua issues. Their defense isn't that good. I mean, what do we make of Seattle, too? I mean, that's a dominant victory. They're 3-0. I don't even think they're that good.
Good for them, man.
I think Geno Smith
I love Geno Smith.
He's a guy who waited, finally got a shot, and he's been good.
He scored 17 in the first quarter.
Ravens. I
tell you what, Metcalf can go deep still, and that's another guy who's
great
just
player. Great player. Ravens 28, Cowboys 25. The Steelers have the Cowboys coming in here in a couple weeks for a night game. They're going to smash them to pieces. They're going to smash Dak Prescott, and the Cowboys have such a soft defense. I mean, yesterday they gave it.
He's doubling down on this one.
Oh, they really do. Everybody runs on them. They're not physical. They get killed in the run game, and the Steelers are going to pound them. The news here, though, Bob, was that the Ravens almost had an epic, historic meltdown. They gave up 19. They were outscored in the fourth quarter 19-0, and they held on at the end with Lamar making a run. Something's a little fishy, funky in Baltimore.
Well, I just think it was a case of getting that big of a lead and you know, just trying to protect the lead. You see it a lot with some of these teams. And then you, all of a sudden, what you did is gone. You can't get it back because now the momentum has switched. And they're lucky they just had a 21-point lead because otherwise that was going to be – and they missed a 2-point conversion and there could have changed things Dallas did later in that game. So, but they still deserved to lose. They were bad. Ravens had to win because they were desperate, so I'm not surprised at the outcome.
Dallas's defense is worse than the NFL in rushing yards, 29th in total yards, and third to last in all of points as well. They're bad. The Steelers should win that game. And Baltimore, man, I really thought that they were going to go to 0-3 at one point, and man, was I wrong.
Ooh, if Lamar doesn't convert that thing, then I think they might lose that game. All right, we each get
ding,
to...
ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Something.
What happened?
You talked about Cleveland and their problems.
Yes.
Add to it, all-pro guard Wyatt Teller is expected to miss multiple weeks. He has a knee injury. So that offensive line, which is already bad, is getting any worse.
Well, the 8 sacks yesterday, just huge doings in the AFC North. The Steelers are going to be no worse than 2 games up after 3 weeks. And the problems that these teams are having. I mean, we'll see about the Bengals tonight. It's going to be interesting. We each get to pick one of these 3 games to say a word about. Rams 27, Niners 24, Lions 20, Cards 13, or Chiefs 22, Falcons 17. I'll pick the last one. The Chiefs aren't even playing well, and they're 3-0. It was a horrible non-interference call in the end zone, but it was also Atlanta's inability to finish, and Mahomes was going to win the game anyway, Bob. So the AFC Championship is still going to be played in Kansas City.
Most likely, yes, and they'll somehow, somewhere get it done. But I didn't like the way Morris coached that game late. I would have gone for a field goal to make it 22-20 instead of going for it 4th and 5 or whatever it was. On the next to last possession they had, they still had 3 timeouts, a 2-minute warning. Trust your defense a little bit. Get the ball back. And then if you do get down there, you have a chance to win the game with a field goal. It didn't go that way. Twice they failed on 4th down, one of which should have been called a defensive pass interference. The Chiefs keep getting calls after calls after calls.
Twin Peaks?
That's kind of one point that I take away from it, Bob, too. I mean, the Chiefs continue to get bailed out by the refs, but also they seem like they get very lucky with a lot of different occurrences. And that's twice in a row, in back-to-back weeks, where the Chiefs get bailed out by either a pass interference call or a non-pass interference call.
Very interesting. Very similar plays. I mean, if you're going to call one, you need to call both or call
none.
Yeah,
they also got some calls that enabled Atlanta to drive down the field on the next drive, and those were in the secondary, little holes and things like that. How about Juju with a touchdown in that game? Huh?
Yeah. Who cares?
I mean,
what do you mean, who cares?
Good for him.
Great for him.
Whatever.
And great for the Chiefs. I think he's still a pretty good player myself.
Rasheed Rice is very good. And
he's becoming
at him.
A great
Kelsey
player.
Kelsey was like a non-factor in the first half of that game.
He's been a non-factor most of the season, and yet they're sitting here at 3-0. The Niners was interesting, I'll tell you that. They're off to a slow start, and Ayuk is getting shredded there for his start, Bob.
And it's amazing how, you know, we saw this last year when San Francisco fans came to Pittsburgh and there were a lot of people in the Acrisure Stadium seats, which I couldn't believe. Well, yesterday it was as if the 49ers had a home game there and it was the Rams who were at home.
Yeah.
Give them credit, though. They made some plays down the stretch, Matthew Stafford and company, and they needed a win badly. And San Francisco looks like a little bit, they're injured, sure. But they're still San Francisco, and they had a lead in that game. And
not injured enough to lose a huge lead like that. All right, let's get quickly to a report card, because top of the hour, we started very optimistically today, overreaction Monday, and I don't think they're overreactions. The Steelers are the favorite in the AFC North. The Steelers have announced themselves as a legitimate contender in the AFC. Justin Fields is the guy at quarterback, and this is Mike Tomlin's best defense since 2010. Overreaction or not, we'll talk at the top of the hour. First, let's quickly go through Fittipaldo's report card. Gentlemen, are you ready?
There can't be anything less than an A-, I would imagine.
Ray's a very difficult grader. He hears from Steelers players' parents every week calling to complain about the grades they're getting. Quarterback A, we don't need to go into it. It's an A. Does anybody not think it's an A?
It's an A.
It's an A, absolutely.
Running backs, he gave a B+. I'll say this. I love the way Najee is running. I believe what I said earlier, and they did all the running late in the game, so good for them. They closed it in typical or classic Steeler fashion. I wouldn't mind if this keeps up with Najee, if they gave him a contract extension in the middle of the season and said we would only do this for a special guy. He is that to me, Bob. He is that. He just puts his heart and his soul on the field every week.
Yeah, but they can do that at the end of the season, too. I don't think there's a rush there. I think it's more compelling to think of if Justin Fields continues to do this, he becomes unrestricted free agent at season's end. Would you be tempted to sign it before it came
yes.
to that if you believe that the answers are there, questions you had?
Yes, I would.
All taken care of, and he would be my quarterback of the future.
And
would they do that? Do you think they would do that?
Yes, I do think they would.
Okay.
I think they would. I think they do things a little differently these days, and I don't think Omar Khan is married to that, although they've made exceptions for quarterbacks in season before. The other thing that comes to mind is Jaylen Warren does not yet look even close to being himself, and how much better will they be when he does?
I would have given Justin Fields a contract during camp. I mean, this is something that when I hosted one of my first shows, I asked, I think it was Mackie and a couple others, like Jeff, why would you not do that at this point? And basically the risk factor of Fields, and maybe you give him $20 million next year, I'd do it. The Steelers, I don't think, will in the middle of the season. They won't break that precedent. I'd do it 1,000%, though, yeah.
There is no precedent regarding quarterbacks. They've given quarterbacks contracts during seasons. But anyway, what do you give the runners? I give them, Ray gave them a B+. I agree with Ray.
Yeah, B+ is right.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, as the game, if you had asked at halftime, it wasn't very good. Receivers, he gives a B. And I'm not sure why that's not better. They had a couple of drops, Pickens and Freiermuth. I guess that's why. I give him an A-, Bob. I thought they made yards after the catch.
I agree with you.
Scotty Miller. And wait a second. I give him an A, Bob.
Well, given the fact you had contributions from Austin and Miller, and they were big-time plays at big-time moments, absolutely, it's an A. Yeah, there were drops. That's going to happen. But I'm not going to discount that because of a couple of drops.
I think a B-plus is probably fair. I mean, Van Jefferson getting hurt, I don't think, helped things
in the occasion, but whatever.
But Scotty Miller was
good.
Wait
a second. The other guys were better than he's been.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. That's why I think B-plus is pretty fair. Because, I mean, Scotty Miller had a pretty good game. Pretty good day. And are we factoring in the work that Pat Freiermuth did, or are we factoring him in as a tight end?
Yeah, that's including the tight
end. So then, yes, I would say, I'd probably say I'm A- then, yeah.
O-line, obviously the big news for Tanu, who knows, could miss the entire season. Ray gave them a B. I'm torn on that. I might go B+, Bob. You know, the other guys get paid too. And what they did was impose their will in the second half. They kept their quarterback mostly clean, and we're talking about a unit that was missing a couple of starters, a unit that had three young guys in there. And how about little Mason McCormick or big Mason McCormick coming in for the jumbo package late in the second half? I love to see that. I'm going to give him an A-. I'm all the way up to
a straight A. An A, because they did exactly what they had to do with some unknown situations coming into that game. Spencer Anderson still taking over for Samalu. He doesn't play. Rookie at center. Broderick Jones had to answer the bell, which he did. Dan Moore was good. Daniels has been reliable against a team that is one of the better teams in stopping you as an offense. So, A for sure.
Zach Frazier late in the game taking people 10 yards down the
Tony
field.
Romo,
pretty good.
Holy
Tony
bird
Romo
oil.
Told me the night before, but during the game, that he thinks he's going to be a first team all pro.
Hold
he
on said, a second. Where did you see Tony Romo?
Just out at a dinner.
Oh! You had dinner with Romo.
Let's have some details.
It's just one of those things we do when they haven't. Do you know they hadn't been in town for since 2021?
Me and Limits are going to trade questions with you about the dinner.
No, we're not.
I'll start.
I'm not getting into any of that because it doesn't matter. What I'm telling
you
is,
who did you have dinner with? Just tell us that.
Just those guys.
Was Jim Nance there?
Sure.
Where'd you go?
You're not going to know. It's none of your business. Like,
oh,
it's a
my
dinner.
God.
Come on.
Can you believe
Bob?
This?
Anyway,
none
during
of
the broadcast.
Our business.
You went to dinner with Tony Romo, Jim Nance, and Tracy Wilson.
Said during the... it's like, what does... I don't know. He ate food. What
you
I'm saying
absolutely...
Is,
if you go out to dinner with Tony Romo, you know what he ordered and
I
Nance.
I don't know. No idea.
How many people were there?
There were a lot of people there, so it doesn't matter.
All from CBS. And they invited you.
So my point is... that he thinks he's going to be a first team all pro shortly. Like, I don't know how shortly that means, but that dude is good. And you knew he was good coming into this camp.
Who?
Zach Frazier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, Bob, this is curious. I mean, this is fun to me. You went out for a big dinner and Nance and Romo were there. What kind of company is Romo?
Oh, they're great. They're great guys. I mean, really are. They're very good storytellers. Enjoy coming to Pittsburgh, I can tell you that. And they missed not being able to come here over the last several years, mostly because 425 games, the Steelers didn't have a lot of them. This was a 1 o'clock game, which is rare. They may get another one in Vegas, given the way the schedule is, because it's not a doubleheader for CBS. So
who did you sit next to?
It doesn't matter. I don't remember.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
What
he knows exactly.
Why are you such a nebby?
Who cares?
Because this is like...
This is big news, Bob.
Everybody out there listening would love to go to dinner with the CBS people. It's cool. It's fun.
We've known them over the years. It's not that big of a deal. We do it.
It's a big deal to others. It's a big deal to me. Is it a big deal to
you? It's a very big deal to me.
I just want to know what it was like, who you sat next to, what the talk was like, what they ordered. I'm interested.
It was all talk about Pittsburgh talk. I mean, good stuff. Boswell was a big topic of conversation because of the fact that he had a 6-for-6 performance, sort of similar to Ohtani, and Jim brought that up during the broadcast. You know, you don't see many of those kinds of games. Stuff like that. It was all sports related.
How does the check get broken up there, Bob?
Well, I can tell you, I don't pay.
He's more than happy to say that.
Is this a regular occurrence when Nance and company come in?
When they come in, yeah. It's just a CBS thing, you know.
Wow. I mean, wouldn't you like to know where they went? Why won't Bob reveal that?
I think Bob will tell us off the air.
I'm not telling you anything. It's not relevant. And I shouldn't even brought that up, except that he was so effusive in praise.
Yeah.
That's what the deal was, you know, so.
I'm still very curious. You ain't bringing up in front of the savvy old news sound that you heard from Romo the night before the game without a follow-up question, Bob.
And you got it, and you have an answer. You don't get the complete answer.
I get paid a very small amount of money to be the savvy old news sound.
Did Romo talk to you like he does? Oh, there they go, Jim, down the field.
He is pretty much what you see. You know, he's got
an
exciting...
Hey, Jim, how about a bottle of wine?
Oh, Jim, let's kick the field.
How about a bottle of wine, Jim? Did he predict things that you would do, Romo, before you did them?
No, I don't think he does that as much. Do you think so? I don't think
not
he does
as much.
That
as
hey, Jim,
no.
Bob's about to order the tiramisu.
Jim, I think the cheesecake is going to be a 10 out of 10.
Oh, my. Next.
Does he turn off that personality at dinner, Bob? Is he?
I'll tell you what, he is one of the nicest, most optimistic, outgoing guys you'd ever want to meet.
And does he greet you with a shake and a hello, Bob? How you doing?
Yeah.
Have you played golf with him?
No. Haven't done that.
Played golf with Nance?
No, haven't done that.
You and Nance on a big first name basis?
They know each other.
I got to know Jim back in the 1998 Winter Olympics in Nagano, Japan. And ever since then, because we were there covering it all for 42 days, it was on CBS at the time, we all go to the same area. You get to know these guys through these relationships. So that's all that is. It's just years of seeing a guy when they're in Pittsburgh especially.
Did you order dessert?
It's probably provided.
I'm trying to remember what I had. It was just apple pie.
Mm.
It was good.
Was Tracy Wolfson there? Was she the sideline reporter?
Yeah, she seems like a nice person as well. Yeah.
Now, was Gene Steratore there?
No, he's in New York.
Yeah, but you would think he'd want to come home for something like this.
Well, he can't when he's doing the rest of the...
For a big dinner with Bob and with the number
he
one
throw flags for party fouls during the dinner. Bob, you're not supposed to have your elbows on the table.
Bob with some unnecessary roughness eating
that's
the cheesecake.
That's an illegal formation.
That
you can't
good.
Get that. You're hitting your elbow against your opposition.
Bob, this is unbelievable. And it's fun. It gives me and Limits and all our listeners access to things we don't get to see.
Yeah, look behind the curtain.
I think it's just fun, and I don't mean to pry. I just think, it's fun.
It's we've been doing that for a long time, so.
Any other questions, Limits?
No, I think all my follow-ups are complete.
What time were you out till with them, Bob? Did you go out afterwards?
No. Those days are gone, Joe. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. Can't get up. We had a long day yesterday.